God bless you for praying. And I've got a little short message here tonight, like Wednesday night, it's only a short one. So I want you to open your big long Bible reading though. It's a short message, but a big Bible reading. Now, like I say, who's going to complain? If I'm going to read, just read the Bible. Would anyone complain? Oh, I didn't get a message ready. We'll just read the Bible. Would anyone enjoy that? No, the preacher should have something to talk about, eh? So, but anyhow, I've got a big long reading here. It goes for 2 Corinthians 5, verses 1 to 11. Wow, all that much. 11 verses. So 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verses 1 to 11. Now on Wednesday night I try to bring a sort of like a devotional, you know, something that will encourage us in our present situation, which we've been presently in for now for 8 months. And who knows how long the present's going to go on for. But we're just going to serve God. But I want to bring encouragement to us, you see. So 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. We're going to read through now. Here we go. Are you all there? If you're not, too late. Here we go. Verse 1. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up in life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in this body, in the body, we are absent from the Lord. And in verse 7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labour, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Stop there. All right, let's pray. Ask the Lord to help us to get some courage, encouragement out of this. Thank you, Lord, for your word that encourages, Lord, and inspires us, Lord, to stand strong for you and to be excited about serving you, Lord. We thank you for your word that you wrote down for us, Lord, had it written down in a book then in English that we learned at school, Lord, that we can understand and know, Lord, your mind, the mind of Christ, and what it is that you want us to do and to think in our lives, Lord, as we go through this journey of life. So we pray tonight, Lord, as we look into these few verses, Lord, that we will be encouraged from you, Lord, tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. We live in a day of uneasiness and uncertainty. You agree? At least North Korea's settled down now while they're playing games, but don't expect that to last forever. That'll fire up again once they all go home and get over the excitement of playing games. They'll be talking about rockets again. But anyhow, however, we live in a day of uneasiness and uncertainty. However, God's word continually lifts the Christian above the chaotic disorder of human confusion and doubt by constantly reminding us about the many things that we can be absolutely sure of. There's many things we can be absolutely sure of. There's a lot of things we can be uncertain about, right? But we can also be absolutely sure about other things. Verse 6 of our scripture tonight uses an interesting and important combination of two words. Always confident. The verse reads in verse 6, therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. As we lay hold of God's certainties by taking to heart what he has promised us in his word, we are able not only to rise above our present circumstances, but we are also able to encourage others to be always confident as well, regarding both the needs of our present circumstances and the needs of our future expectations. If we have a personality that tends towards independence, bit like me, and some other people I know, being a bit strong-willed in our character makeup, always thinking inwardly to ourselves and proclaiming outwardly to everyone around us that she'll be right, mate. I'll work it out. I don't need any help. You know those type of people? Then somewhere along the path, throughout this chaotic disorder that I've just mentioned, we will encounter a certain failure. I've discovered that in my own life, all right? We need to trust God, not myself. Not myself. God does want us to be confident, not in ourselves, though, but in Him. Confidence in man or confidence in self, without first having a confidence in God and His promises, is fraught with uncertainty. For the Christian, every type of confidence that excludes God will eventually fail. That excludes God. You start going along without God, you'll fail. Look out. Oh, you might have some success that you can pull off without involving God. You might have some times of success through trusting in yourself or other people. But it is not wise to get in the habit of that. Amen. I said one time in another message a few years ago, when we get into strife, who do we call upon? We're supposed to go to God. We're supposed to go to God. Hey, a lot of people call the pastor. Pastor, did you pray? No. Well, you need to pray. Ask God. Or we go to our wife or our husband. Or we go to Centrelink. Amen? God's usually the last thing we think of, the last person we think of when something goes haywire. Now, I'm not pointing out to you fellas. All right? I'm the same. Something goes bang, I go, ooh, what are we going to do? Later on, I think, oh, God, we better pray about this. So it's not wise to get in the habit of being self-confident and confident in man and confident in yourself, all right? Or even in your pastor. Confidence in God. Psalm 118, verse 8, tells us that it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes or kings, rulers. You see? Government. In one of our recent studies on chapter 3 of the book of Proverbs, we found some... You can turn there, please. Chapter 3 of the book of Proverbs. We found some promises from God that we can have confidence in. Regarding the getting of wisdom, we've been talking about in the book of Proverbs. I'm up to number 14 next time. So, we've been talking a lot about wisdom. And the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You see, a lot of people got a wrong interpretation about that, the fear of the Lord. That's a really great respect of God. You know? And we need to fear God. Not scared of Him, but have a godly fear of Him. Well, you can be scared too if you're getting up to nonsense. You can be scared. But anyhow, in one of our recent studies in chapter 3 of the book of Proverbs, we found some promises from God that we can have confidence in. Regarding the getting of wisdom, in verse 24 to 26, we were assured that when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. The Lord shall be thy confidence and keep thy foot from being taken. Verse 24 says that the sleep of the righteous, those who are walking in wisdom that comes from a genuine biblical fear of God, of the Lord, will be sweet. Our sleep will be sweet. I mentioned that in that previous study, that a committed Christian will be blessed with a good night's sleep instead of tossing and turning all night. He will not be constantly kept awake all night by his guilty conscience or being in because of fear of judgment or because he's worrying about the consequences of being found out for some sin he's recently committed. Not if the Lord is our confidence, as we've just read in verse 26. I remember before I saved, I wasn't a reader, I think I've told you this before. It used to take me an hour, at least an hour every night to go to sleep. I'd lay awake thinking about all the crazy things I got up to in the day. And I couldn't get them out of my head. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. That was dangerous, you know. wow, how did I get away with that? And then I'd go to sleep after about an hour, but I wasn't a reader. Now, if I want to go to sleep, I just start reading something. Go to sleep peacefully. Hey, no trouble sleeping, eh? Well, if somebody winds me up, of course. Usually I can sleep really good. Anyhow, we can live our lives always being always confident, not in ourselves, but in the Lord. In the Lord's sure promises that He's made to us, to we who have put our trust in Him. In 2 Timothy 1, 12 to 13, hey, you can look there too, please. 2 Timothy, good one, easy to find. 2 Timothy chapter 1. We can live our lives being always confident, not in ourselves, but in the Lord's sure promises that He's made to we who have put our trust in Him. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 and 13 reads, I am not ashamed, for I know who I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Verse 13, hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Hold fast the form of... Stay with the Word of God. Stay with the Word of God. God's Word tells us that He can keep what we've committed to Him. He's in charge of our salvation, my friends. Paul says that he's persuaded that the Lord is able to keep him secure in the promise of his salvation. He has confidence in the Lord to perform this, not confidence in himself. Our salvation doesn't... It's not dependent upon us to keep it, my friends. God is in charge of our salvation. You know that, eh? In Hebrews 3:14, we read Paul's further statement of confidence in the Lord. He says, for we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Proverbs 14:26 reads, in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence. And His children shall have peace of a place of refuge. Hey, in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and His children shall have a place of refuge. Are we His children? Are we His children? That's speaking about us then. That's us. We've got a place of refuge in the Lord. Amen? The first portion of 2 Corinthians 5, our opening scripture tonight, refers to our earthly bodies and the groanings we experience in the flesh, especially as we grow older. 2 Corinthians 5 verses 1 to 3 reads, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, that is, if we died and turned back to dust, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed we shall not be found naked. We don't want to be found naked, my friends. We don't want to be found naked. Being found naked means you haven't got a covering. The robe of righteousness that comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. However, the Bible reminds us that God will replace our temporal bodies with perfect eternal bodies that will not be subject to any of the present limitations or difficulties we may be experiencing right now. Not just for old people, young people too, you see. In verse 4... Just when you get older, it becomes more real. The older you get, these things become more real and more important, you see. And young people say, we've got heaps of time yet. We don't have to worry about that sort of stuff. No. Life can go like that. Be here one moment and gone the next. So this is talking to all of us, all right? In verse 4 we read, for we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened. Not for that we should be unclothed, but clothed upon that mortality might be swallowed up in life, eternal life. With this truth in mind, we should have less difficulty enduring the chaos and disorder that exists in today's society and in today's churches, knowing that all the signs point towards us soon being with the Lord in heaven. You think that's right, what I'm saying there? That all the signs are saying, we're supposed to watch for the signs, you see. We live in the times of the signs. Not in the signs of the times, all right? We're living in the time when the signs are all coming to pass that we're supposed to look for the soon return of the Lord Jesus Christ, all right? For this reason, we Christians do not fear dying as the unsaved do, and furthermore, we gain inward strength from the Lord, even in times when we groan within this tabernacle, our earthly bodies. Because as verse 1 reminds us, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Therefore, as verse 6 promises, we can and should be always confident that God is going to honor His word and fulfill every one of His promises. Is that right? Are we always confident? Or just sometimes sure? Maybe. Are we always confident? Or just sometimes we sure? Maybe. We just read in Proverbs 14:26 that in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and His children shall have a place of refuge. I don't know about you, but I really do hope, though, that you will do the same as me, but by faith. I'm going to always put my confidence in God and stand on that promise that He truly is our place of refuge, not only tonight, but always. Being always confident. Amen? Amen? And let's close with a scripture that will encourage us just to do that. And it's in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 to 39. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 to 39, it says, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul." Alright, that's a good scripture. That's a good scripture. Cast not therefore away your confidence. Put our confidence in God. Amen? Don't put confidence in man. Don't put your confidence in men. Hey, we have to put our confidence somewhat in some men. Alright? But predominantly, we should go to the Lord. We should go to the Lord. He should be our confidence. Amen? I'll close in prayer, right? And we'll be dismissed. Thank you, Lord, for this short study in your word.